Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
If I had to wear a power suit to work every day, I'd be like, no.
I don't like the tie part of it, but I kind of like being in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the right. You do feel different.
And you would act different or be better?
I personally act very differently in a suit. Like, you're constantly fixing your cuffs.
I like how
it just changes. It just, you just do because you want a little bit out and you're just a little paranoid about it, making sure your pocket squares money or whatever. And
wow.
you just, especially now because suits are, this is probably going out too, but suits are skinny. Like, so it's,
yep.
You can't, you don't
what?
Have a ton of, like, you know how I talk with the.
They are tighter. They're super form fitting.
Yes.
I remember going with my dad to get him a new suit a few years ago, and he insisted on pleats. He wanted, and they were like, sir, we don't.
We can't.
We don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Did he really want it?
Yeah. Yeah,
just a pleated front?
Yeah, that's what he likes. Yeah, but he's the same thing. Like, he hates the skinny suits and.
Yeah, because that was like when I was getting my suit tailored, they were like, where do you want the pant to end? And I'm like, where pants end? He's like, oh, no. You can have it. They'll end your pant like an inch or 2 inches above your shoe.
Yeah, uh-huh. Showing a little ankle.
And
yeah. So you can do the sock.
Do the cool
yeah.
socks. I'm like, no. I don't want people looking at my socks. How's that a thing?
Oh, my God. Please tell me when they asked you about lining, you said tactical. Just like, yeah.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
No, it was Men's Warehouse. They didn't have that feature.
Okay. You were at Men's. Okay.
I can't afford John Wick's tailor. I don't know. There's something cool about it. Although all my suits were, the two that I bought that day are super skinny, and I'm not exactly that person right now.
Are the lapels skinny, too? Are we back to the skinny lapels?
Well, yeah, it's not. I mean, here's the sad thing about you is I know you, and I know what you want to come back, and it's not coming.
He wants
shoulder pads hardcore.
Like the 90s.
Mostly
yeah.
because I think you probably didn't get rid of any of your jackets.
I'm
like
waiting.
The shark
Double breasted. Yes.
Yes.
When is that, Amber? When's that?
No.
Because lady,
not.
Women love that look. You got like that zoot suit look. You're all
it
kicked.
Was. Yes. The suits were a triangle. Your shoulders
yes.
were like two
like
inches
spikes.
Outside.
Yep.
Yes.
Women love that, Aaron and Amber.
You look like Grace Slick. In a oh, my God. It's the worst. And let me tell you this.
Right.
I have like
kinda,
had. I'm not a hoarder anymore.
You were shark skin.
I had the shark skin. I had those in every color. I had purple, teal.
Oh, man.
And do you know what you wore under a jacket like that?
Oh, it was like a t-shirt. Like a.
Tank top.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, no.
What? Is that right?
And worse yet, because we talked about this the other day where we'd wear the two polo shirts. So I'm not talking tight wife beater tank top. I'm talking the loose kind of weightlifter tank top.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes two of them.
Yeah.
Like you layer the two tank tops. So you have like a black one underneath a pink one and then with the black jacket.
That's actually cool.
I'm yeah. just picturing like a night at the Roxbury.
A little bit. That's exactly what we were wearing.
You
wear
like a choker over your mock tee, kind of, because they would do that, too. They had shark skin over a mock tee and, like, a necklace choker.
I will
over.
Say this. That's the one thing that you were super into that I was not.
I'm bringing that back.
Tee.
Yeah, bringing that back.
That's never
your boy, that's all he used to
I
wear.
I love Steve Jobs, but I will never either wear a turtleneck or or a regular neck, but a mock turtleneck is like, it's like, what do you, what's your plan there? I don't know. No plan. I don't understand just, what your intention
is. Pick a side.
And then put a necklace on the outside of it?
Yeah, that's a little different. It's a you lot. Look like a mafioso.
How would you describe the shirt that you're wearing today, though?
It's a crew neck. It's not, it's because I'm sitting up. It's a, that's oh,
okay.
A don't even.
Well, oh, it's a mock shirt.
It's not a mock. It's a regular.
Well, we're mocking it,
Amber. But yeah, what is that? That's
no.
Cool.
No,
it's not.
When I think of a mock tee with the chain, I think of that picture with the Rock.
Yeah, with the fanny pack.
Yes! That's all I can picture Steve as right now.
And everyone loved that picture and loves him in it.
Everyone dresses up like him for Halloween. Yeah, in that
for
picture.
Sure. Not for coming into work, buddy.
Dang it! Come on.
Can you even buy mock turtlenecks anymore? Who? Like, you'd have to get them, with all due respect to Walmart, you'd have to get them at Walmart. Like you can't find...
In a nice, fashionable
right.
store, yeah, because they're not...
You don't roll into Target and find the fuzzy toilet seat cover in the you know, Chip and Joanna section. You got to go to, like...
the regular section.
To I don't know. You know what I'm saying. You got to go to the store. And so, like, a mock turtleneck, I just don't think...
Oh, man.
Because so... I wanted some, like... I was going
to
dress...
You
like,
wanted mock tees to come back.
Time. And I looked everywhere for, like, really redneck-y shirts. And I walked into Walmart, and they just had a display of them. And I'm like, go. So I just don't know where to get that.
Mine's out of merino wool. It's, like, high-end.
I'm not saving you.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.